Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. Here I'm joined by an interesting soul for snacks and sometimes full-blown banquets. We share conversation and confessions, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering.
Hello there. This is one of the most funny episodes I've ever done. I was absolutely howling on the day and same all over again listening back to it, purely because I'm in an audio sitcom that these two people have written together, which is out soon from all the places you'd normally get a podcast from, and it's called Dial F for Football. I am lucky enough to be joined for this episode by comedy boys Rhys James and Mark G. Smith. And as if that's not exciting enough, it's our 250th episode. So I'm delighted about what a belter it is. We've only made it this far, dear listeners, because you keep listening, so thank you for that. Please keep doing it, and I'll keep making it. Oh, and keep being or joining the podcast's Patreon, will you please? Without that, and without Patreon growing, I can't afford to keep making it. If you've never heard of what I'm on about here, it's essentially where I swap a load of exclusive extra content, personalised messages, free or discount tickets to live stuff, and early and ad-free episodes in exchange for a few quid a month from some of you. Thanks so much if that already is you. Thank you to the moon and back. If it isn't yet, sneak a little peek over at patreon.com/thehooveringpod and see if you might be able to join us. In my news, my 2024 tour show Metal is now very much on sale and tickets are whizzing, thank fuck. So crack on and get yourself one to wherever is closest to you, will you please? I'm hopefully adding dates in Birmingham, Nottingham, Oxford and some Irish dates really flipping soon if I haven't already. Go to jessicafostercute.com and click on my doings. I'm working hard right now to make the show the funniest it can possibly be. Maybe tickets to that would be a lovely sort of eco-friendly object-free Christmas present for someone or even a group of 10 people in your life. I really enjoyed saying that. Absolutely fucking brilliant at self-promotion, I am. While you're on my website, join my mailing list, will you, lads? Cheers, 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 cheers. Right, let's have this frankly hilarious episode. These two boys, they're like something out of a brilliant dream. I barely got a word in a good way, because I was too busy laughing and loving every second. I got us all a snazzy luncheon in the studio from Mildred's, the sexiest of all vegetarian restaurant chains, I reckon.
Okay, so thanks for doing this.
Thanks for doing this,
and then you have to say something.
looking forward to my dinner.
Okay, great.
We have to say something, lovely.
It's the 250th episode of this.
Really?
Yeah. Snazzy, isn't it?
What year did you start?
Nearly 6 years ago.
Wow.
So you got in pretty ground floor of podcasts.
Yeah. That's it.
And no one's got a food podcast now that's big.
No, yeah, especially no some really successful men who started comedy at the same time
that
as
I
me.
Know of.
Not that I know of. I don't know. Yeah. So that's lucky.
Got USP though. They don't eat on that podcast. They just talk about it. Pathetic. They just imagine it.
Also, sometimes on this podcast, we talk about eating disorders and cry. They're not touching that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, the premise of their one is, what do you want for dinner? And yours is, here's what you're having.
Here's your dinner.
Yeah, you don't get a say in it.
Think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you put it like that, I've got the better podcast.
It's much better.
Absolutely agree. We're not doing their podcast today because we wanted to do this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair enough. Thank you. Okay, we've got lunch from Mildred's. What we've got is, there is one Korean fried chicken, but there's an asterisk instead of an E in the chicken because it's not chicken. It's vegan.
Ah, chicken.
There's a yaki udon. There's a tawok kebab. Mm-hmm. And there's a bibimbap. Oh, I think the Korean fried chicken might be in a burger. So that might be the only gluten-y thing.
Okay.
I think everything else is glutenless.
Wow.
And then drinks.
That all sounds like the most glutinous meals I could ever imagine.
Oh,
I'm happy.
Let's visually choose for you.
I think we should do blindfolded.
Yeah.
God, we should have to do blindfolded and guess what the meal is that you said, but also now with added jeopardy that Mark could shit himself
like. Just to be clear, you're not a celiac. We're not going to kill you.
Well, we'll find out.
Oh.
We'll find out. We've got time to find out. No, I'm not. It's not going to kill me.
But you will be intolerant live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll ruin the vibe.
My wife made me a gluten... It made us, not just make me dinner on my own.
Wow, you slammed your fist on
my
table.
My wife made me and my son a delicious gluten-free lasagna.
I love it. It's
lasagna.
Made it sound like it's not her son.
My wife made our son,
family.
Yeah. A delicious gluten-free lasagna. And she checked that all the sheets were, gluten-free. And then... For an hour afterwards, I was realising that it wasn't totally gluten-free. Turns out the bechamel sauce had more gluten than normal in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely butchered me.
Yeah, to counter it, she had to add more gluten.
Well, it's got to have some taste, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Gluten is Latin for taste.
Do you find that everything is nothing is delicious anymore? Now that you've stopped.
But that's not because of the gluten-free. That's just a sort of mindset I've got.
Yeah.
As I've got older.
Now there's a podcast. Nothing is delicious anymore.
Oh yeah.
With Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. Stuff used to be delicious.
We've got to get
kid.
Back to when men were men and when things were delicious.
Get down the mines where coal was delicious. I've always said that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, do you know why pasties have got that thing around the edge?
So the miners could hold them.
Yeah, it was like a grip, a handle.
Yeah.
Men who eat it.
Like a little clutch bag.
We're animals for eating that.
We're
basically eating the packaging.
But they were eating it. I think there should be more handles that you can eat. More edible handles.
Are there any, can you think of any other edible handles?
The edge of a pizza, but then I do want a dip.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Is that purely for handle purposes?
This is a good question.
It's the bit you hold, isn't it, to not get a greasy... I was going to say greasy finger, but I do use the whole hand.
That's fine.
Actually,
I
don't pincer up a slice of pizza. I use the palm.
I use a knife and fork.
Okay, that's a revelation.
You haven't eaten pizza for years.
I've had gluten-free pizza every day of my life.
Every day,
every single day of my life.
Is that all right?
And it's horrible. Right? It's horrible.
No, some of them are.
There
all right.
are so few things that are gluten-free and yet still retain any sort of taste. Yeah. It's more texture that is the issue.
Cardboard, isn't it? Gluten-free pizza.
Yeah, gluten-free bread is a minefield.
It's like it's been aerated. It's arid.
Mm. And it's sort of, you pick it up and it just crumbles in your hand.
Like a rusk.
There is a couple of supermarkets. I've got pretty good sort of bloomers.
Oh.
Cut yourself. Not old pants. Really. So, you're thinking, I've got some really good bloomers so I can really shit myself at ease. Proper bloomers that you can cut and you feel like an old person, but it's that seems to work.
Oh, so they won't slice gluten-free bread for you?
They will slice gluten-free bread. They will not slice the bloomer.
They won't slice the bloomer. They won't slice. There's another podcast title.
I prefer a slice, a loaf of bread that no one's sliced already. I want to slice my own bread.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? There's a famous phrase, Jess.
Go on.
The best thing since sliced bread.
I don't think
sliced bread is the best thing.
I don't know when the phrase was invented, and I'm interested in etymology. I'm going to put it out there that it's a pretty outdated phrase.
Yeah, there's been better inventions since, sure.
Right.
Just to go back to the phrase.
The food's getting cold, Reese.
Was penicillin before or after sliced bread? Because how's that not getting a look in?
Yeah, exactly.
It's mental.
You know what I mean?
They're listening at the award show for the
wheel.
Going,
oh, you check it. I think there was sliced bread before the wheel.
Best thing since the wheel.
No, I think you're wrong. I think sliced bread is quite modern. I think it is like people were just, breaking chunks off for want of a better word again, bloomer, and sort of breaking it off
and
eating
it. Mate, I like the idea of doing that.
just tearing a
tearing
bit of bread
a big
off.
Bit off, yeah, and dipping it
like
away.
A Viking.
So now we're Jordan Peterson. Now we're getting back to when men were men.
Yes, exactly.
And food is delicious.
Liver King. I want Liver King vibes.
Oh, just to clarify as well. So Mark's gluten free. I am on the Jordan Peterson diet. I only eat beef.
Right.
Is there any? Is it beef?
No, lunch is from a plant based restaurant called.
Right. Hundreds. Well, that's going to be an issue for me.
I'm sure we'll get into this later.
You're going to come out of here probably with tits and gay.
I think we'll get into this later on, I'm sure.
Double whammy.
Reese is also gluten free. He just doesn't know it.
I've lived with
Reese for long enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything's a disaster, but I tried it. I did try it to experiment with the idea of. Yeah.
How long did you try it for?
2 weeks.
I think that's a reasonable shift.
You're supposed to do 10 days to 2 weeks. To find out, and nothing had changed. Nothing had changed.
Right. Well, loud and clear, man.
I think it might be dairy or something, but we'll find out.
You've got an intolerance, but yours is a mystery.
I'm intolerant to something, okay. Yeah, but it's still 32 years old. I haven't worked it out.
It's a proper problem he's got as well.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it is. Come on, that's fair to say.
No, you're talking the Edinburgh Fringe. That's anxiety. That's a horrible time.
I thought mine was dairy, so I had a year off all dairy. And felt maybe 0.5% better.
That's not
good. I felt like shit for about 25 years.
Mm. Yeah.
And I felt 0.5% better. And I thought, it's not worth it because I like cheese. I'm going back to it. Then my friend said, try gluten within 3 days.
Right.
I was like, oh,
within three
wow.
days, you know, it's a difference. 2 weeks, nothing changed.
I would never demonize gluten.
I don't want to do
He's
anything.
Missing gluten. You're openly missing gluten. Yeah. But you're desperate for Reese to stop eating it.
Yeah.
Well, if I've got to suffer, I think Reese should have to suffer as yeah. well.
See what's happened here. I've got no idea what they're... gluten is or isn't in this lunch.
Let's
I'm going to make us start it. So I went to Corfu in the summer and I had the nicest really spicy ginger beer I've ever had.
Ooh.
In a posh restaurant you could only get to on a boat. We hired a little like tiny boat for a day and I thought, well, I'm never having that again. And I am, because they do them in Mildred's.
Oh, great. You
can try that, but it was so spicy it almost hurt. So that's a heads up. Don't have it.
I thought you smuggled it back. You got it. They do it in the shop you went to get lunch from. That's lovely.
Okay, I'm ready to be... spiced off my tits here with this.
Yes, okay, let's try pimento. Cheers. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Happy to
Cheers.
Thank you for doing this.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
250. Now let's all drink a drink that means we can no longer speak.
Yeah, that's good for a podcast.
Delicious.
Oh, I really like it.
Delicious.
Oh,
and you know what?
Tell you what.
Sip it, I can actually imagine how delicious it would taste on holiday.
Yeah.
You know what
it
I mean?
Does taste
in
a
the
bit
sunshine.
Of
It would be, it's such a boat drink. Boat sized bottle.
Yeah, salty, crusty body.
How dare you?
That's weird. Lovely.
Right, okay, let's try it. Yeah. Mm.
That's great.
So is this fake chicken?
Yeah. Is it really good? I think Mildred's fake chicken is the best.
Try some of this. Try some of this. I can taste the beak. How do you fake a beak? How do you fake a beak so well?
It's your favourite bit.
That, Oh, goodness me.
So the yaki udon's really nice. It's really sesame and mushroomy. And I think there is some amazing fake fried chicken business in this.
Yeah, completely agree.
Well.
And just to go back, entirely beef diet for me, but I don't begrudge other people.
Yeah.
It's just to cure my snoring, as it did with Jordan Peterson.
Is that what it did? Is that why he did it?
The two things he says that it did. This is mad. This is mad.
Is this real?
For a supposedly smart man to say, yeah,
oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
He ate only beef for like a year. And he said two main impacts it had. Oh. At first he said it cured his snoring and he had like some more energy. Then about a month later he was asked about it again and he said, it's awful. I can't sleep. And I was like, hey, this is why you're not fucking snoring, you maniac. He was like, I can't. He sleeps like 1 hour a day now because... He's only eaten beef. I mean, come on.
You've got to stop going on podcasts, man, and talking about Jordan Peterson. I don't know what he's paying you.
Does anyone want to try mushroom yaki?
Yes, I'd love to.
Get involved.
Some of this rice. The rice is quite uniform.
I'm going to try uniform rice. Oh, it looks like it's
tofu.
Got lots of colourful business in
it. It's lovely.
It's quite spicy. Mmm.
Chilies.
What's good with a spicy meal is if, you know, you need some respite from the spice, probably ginger beer.
Yeah, that'll cool me down.
Oh, throat's a bit
What's
hot.
What's your go-to, Reese? Your go-to, like, takeaway or go-to meal out?
Yeah, just do it for me while I have some lunch.
I like to mix it up, actually. So, what an awful answer that is. But
cheers, thanks for coming, man.
I actually have gone old school lately in that I'm walking to collect a pizza from a place 10 minutes walk from my house that doesn't deliver because it's the best London pizza I've had.
Nice.
What is it?
It's in a place called the Three Colts Tavern. I think it's called Dobros or Doughboys. and it's in Bethnal Green, and the pizza's unbelievable. But they're not on Deliveroo, which is obviously annoying.
Explain to me why it's so good. What's so good
crispy,
about it?
Crispy, delicious, but it's like it harks back to a time when food was delicious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. They just got good flavours and stuff. They got this like honey pepperoni thing.
Oh, I think honey on pizzas is like a new thing. And
yeah, because there's one in Pizza Pilgrims as well, which is really good.
It's so good. There's one in Rudy's as well.
I like Rudy. I think Rudy's underrated. I mean, no one talks about Rudy's being that good, but it's great.
What? I think it's amazing. I went as a novelty thing because it's the name of my son, but I mean, it's really brilliant.
Guys, can you stop bringing up stuff that I miss?
Okay.
Granddad, next.
The last time.
And a really good baker's.
My go-to deliverer is your granddad.
Granddad would love this gluten-free pizza.
Granddads always love gluten-free, don't they? Famously. When granddads had a sort of intolerance, they really worked it out, didn't they? And
like World War One in the trenches.
Yeah, they would go, there's something
can't
wrong
have
here.
This.
I'm going to have to give up dairy, yeah.
I can't have suet.
I can't have suet.
Are these rations gluten-free?
I had a sushi delivery on Friday. Big, lavish. The problem with sushi deliveries is so insanely expensive.
Are you saying you basically get like someone else cooks your lunch? It's the long and the short of this.
Yeah.
Come on. Nice.
Yeah, I'm living the metropolitan
elite
lifestyle.
Do you do that at dinner
lifestyle.
Time as well then?
This was dinner time actually. It was a sushi dinner. That sound about right? Does it? But it was all like soft shell crab stuff and like deep fried soft shell crab stuff. And then
yeah, that is
I know, right?
So
I live
nice.
In East London, so that's all of this stuff is available. And this, I sort of convince myself when you're getting sushi that it's a bit healthier, even though I just sort of it's deep fried.
Yeah, but it has to be. You have to tell yourself that. It looks healthy.
If you were just getting the fish, then yeah. It's all the other stuff, isn't it?
I know it's pizza that you miss, but also this burger is incredible. Sorry.
This is hot.
But I really like it. Is that really spicy? Your
spicy
one?
Yeah. Loads of chilies in it.
You said it in a way that's made me believe you.
Is it the hiccups that are coming through?
This is hot.
This is lovely.
Yeah.
What's your go-to then, Mark, now that you can't eat anything good?
Well, Chinese has always been my go-to.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
When you say Chinese,
I'm talking specifically here about if I'm doing a takeaway.
What I'm thinking about is like when you were a kid and as a family would get a Chinese and it would be an insane amount of food, big banquet, like Big John who says bosh, you know, like that guy on the internet, and he'll show you everything he's got and there's 1,000 things. Then you go, oh, that kind of is what it was. Now, if I'm getting a Chinese,
no, I don't do that anymore.
Just me. So you get like 2 things and go, it's just not the same, is it?
Do you sort of pine for a...
Yeah, I want a bit of the big banquet because there's no point because I want basically a little bit of loads of stuff.
Yeah, it's like a Chinese tapas. It's all about the sides.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is. So me and Lucy, my wife, will have 3 dishes plus rice between us. And that's quite a lot of food still.
Yeah.
What's good is they can do most of it gluten-free. But I'm sure you've had this on the podcast before. But having been to China and seeing what Chinese food actually is, it's different, isn't it?
Oh, we're
it's
not
really
having
different,
it.
We're not having it at all. We're not having it. We're not having Chinese food. We're having some mad variation
cosplay
on it. I mean, I love it, and I prefer, say it quietly, I prefer it to the actual Chinese food. Because of course I do, because I've been brought up on it. The stuff I'm having here, brilliant. The stuff in China is absolutely wild.
Yeah, and
they're
exciting.
Eating wild stuff. Yeah. We went to one restaurant. Me and my dad were looking around in Beijing for a place to eat. We went to one restaurant, and lots of Westerners were coming out. And I just thought, well, they probably had their dinner and they've left.
Right.
They were coming out because the menu, it turns out it was just jellyfish heads.
Oh, God.
Great.
And we sat down and we were like, what is this? And we managed to find a guy who was able to translate. And he was like, yeah, it's jellyfish head. And we were like, all right, Mackey D's then.
It was just jellyfish
heads.
Okay, what's the difference in the Chinese McDonald's?
Just all jellyfish heads. You're not listening. No, it was Chinese McDonald's was pretty solid.
McDonald's in another country is sensational because it's always changes and you can't believe it.
Something's different.
And I also felt so awful and guilty for going to a Mackey D's in Beijing.
It does make you feel, it makes you feel bad.
I did
that
as well.
But then when you get to at least browse the menu.
And I'd been travelling for a long time, like all through Russia and China. I was so desperate for a potato that we saw someone, like a street vendor in Xi'an, frying like cubes of potato. And we're like, oh, finally. Both from the West country, it was like a real emotional longing that we bought some and it turned out to be sheep's brains.
Man, they're obsessed with the head, aren't they? Wait, not what not.
But genuinely, this is decades and decades, centuries of people not wasting anything.
Yeah,
you know, in cartoons when like a cartoon cat puts a fish in his mouth and he pulls it out and it's all just bones. Yeah. The Chinese would watch that and go, well, they've wasted that.
They're still bones.
They're still bones to be had.
Well, haven't they made an amazing broth with those bones?
Yeah. It's incredible. They edit everything, and it's such a good thing because we waste so much here. But they're eating hooves. They're eating. Me and Reece went on holiday.
Lots of people are eating like hooves and like boiling things down and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Bougie chefs do here as well.
Yeah,
it's true. Actually, yeah. Me and Reece went to Lisbon with our friend Adam Hess. You know Adam?
Yes.
And he is similar in that we went to a fish restaurant.
Oh yeah,
the staff. Staff are looking at him. The staff are looking at him.
Sucking like, brains out.
Sucking eyeballs out of skulls. Well.
It wasn't even at the end. That's how he started.
Sucking eyeballs out of
his brains, little appetizer.
Good boy. I'm having him on.
But the waiter who's, he's seen
I'm
a lot of
I'm having him on for a whole fish.
And even the waiter was like, who is this guy?
Well, we also went to a famous seafood restaurant from Anthony Bourdain's program, and Mark absolutely freaked out. He couldn't handle seeing a lobster or a crab.
Let me explain.
He lost his mind at all the crustaceans, and he felt queasy and didn't eat a single thing.
Let me explain. What lives in the sea, Jess? What's the first thing you think of? What lives in the sea? Quickly.
Fish.
Yeah, there were no fish in this restaurant. So calling it seafood is actually completely out of order.
This guy's never heard of prawns.
I've heard of prawns. I've eaten prawns. I've eaten prawn.
Refuses to eat and a single prawn.
He just changed that from prawns to prawn because he's had one. He's judging it all on one prawn.
Any crustaceans listening, I'm not anti you guys at all. I like crustaceans.
Wait, pro them,
but when there's so many of them and they're all sort of looking at you.
Yeah.
And they're all like, they look like aliens. They don't look like, they're not nice things to look at.
Are you saying that you wouldn't eat an alien if Anthony Bourdain had already tried it and said it was good?
Yeah.
There could be a future in which we do that. Sky food.
I would eat locusts. I would eat. You know, the future food they say is going to be locusts and insects and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
Right. So not food. You're happy to eat things that aren't food.
Well, there will be food.
Yeah. Thank you, Jess.
When we run out of cows.
Sure, will be. But you shouldn't just do things just because it will eventually be that.
You could look at all sorts of things as
as food.
Depends on the situation. I was going to wait till later in the podcast to ask you that if there was no other option, would you eat a person?
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, that was yes. Wait till later.
Okay. I'll wait till later. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'll wait till later.
Bear in mind, though, Adam Hess, we've already sort of discovered will sup on the bones and eyeballs of creatures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
You've now let him into a crustacean restaurant with a hammer.
Okay.
He's going mental with his hammer. Smashing.
Yeah, I love
it. Just give Adam a hammer, but.
Yeah.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I am interrupting this 250th episode of Hoovering to brag and show off some of your most brilliant answers to my listener questions. The question that keeps on giving wonderful answers, I wanted to know things you'd eaten for a dare. And oh my crumbs, did you come up with some dark stuff? I mean, I say this as a woman who, in her teens, snorted and then cried vodka. But these are intense. So, O Matron 1 on Twitter said that they snorted a line of Coleman's mustard powder. Haven't done it again, ... That's explosive. That I can... It almost hurt to read that out. Aye, aye, aye. Oof. Bernie Burntown, presumably. That's some strong nasal... Ow. Some strong nasal ow. That's my review of the time that you had there. Robert Whitlow, also on X, said, a spoonful of chili paste straight from the jar. Now, I know how this will have gone down because I recently went with a friend to a Chinese restaurant in Deptford that I'd kept seeing people recommend on Instagram. And we did have an amazing time, but I almost basically wrecked it a bit for myself culinarily. The thing they're really famous for in this restaurant is these dumplings that come in a chili oil. And the dumplings are pretty plain, really, without the oil. But what happened is I didn't really understand how you're meant to eat them. And being a greedy pig, I put a whole dumpling on a spoon rather than using a fork and dipping a part of the dumpling in the dip. I spooned up. I sort of ladled an entire dumpling onto the spoon in a soup of the chili oil, gulped it down, yum, yum, yum. But then the burning sort of began to rise and it came from within me like a phoenix, like a dragon. I tried to carry on talking. I was crying, sweating. In the end, I couldn't carry on talking because I was coughing so much for so long. Oh, like a crap dragon. I wonder if that's what happened to Robert Whitlow. Thanks for giving us your answer, Robert. And here we've got one of my absolute faves. It's a blooming voice note. You know I love them. Thank you when you send them. They are my best. This is an absolute belter. Here is a brilliant thing she's eaten for a dare from Georgia.
So when I was about maybe 7 years old, I was in a kind of cooking class at school, very rudimentary type thing for that age. And some of the other kids were complaining about the smell of the garlic that we were cooking. And I must have found some kind of bravado from one of my parents talking about how much they loved garlic. And so I said that I just loved it so much that I would eat a whole clove. And they were all obviously egging me on. So I did it and ate it. And as far as I remember, it was fine. It was strong, but it was fine. And so I had this extra confidence to then try it again many years later, probably in my teens, I think. And I tried it again and it was absolutely disgusting and I could not keep it in my mouth. And it was very embarrassing because I'd built a whole lot of my identity around this idea that I loved garlic so much that I would just eat a whole clove. And yes, it was a lot of humble pie without garlic in it that I had to eat.
Oh, Georgia, when I think of humble pie, I often usually feel peckish, but I don't feel peckish if I think about a humble garlic pie. What a terrible experience. And the bit that I loved the most was that you had built your whole identity around that as your special skill. Oh, crumbs. Oh, life is so cruel. It baffles me that people spend lots of time and energy going on big adventures to find themselves, because little do they know, as you learn as you get older, you keep changing. Every time I've found myself, furiously, it turns out I've moved. Do you know what I mean? And that's obviously what happened with your garlic tolerance. Fabulous, fabulous answers, you guys. Keep sending your brilliant answers. There are new questions coming out pretty regularly. Make sure you're following at the Hoovering Pod on Instagram and on Twitter. There are new questions coming all the time. I flipping love it when you answer them. Listen out. Every episode, I'm going to be showing off some of my favourite answers that you send us in. Let's get back into this really, really funny episode.
Scrumptious.
Yeah, but what would you sound like if you said it now in a big boy voice?
Scrumptious.
You two have written a very funny sitcom. It's set in a sports radio station called Total Sport.
It's called Dial F for Football. The fictional radio station set at is called Total Sport.
Nice.
And you're in it, Jess.
I'm in it. Yeah.
You're brilliant in it.
And who do you play?
A beleaguered producer.
Yeah, Carla, the beleaguered producer.
Yeah.
It's quite nice, isn't it? Because we hear Carla's voice as she sort of talks to the into the headphones of the two presenters.
Yeah, yeah.
A little so behind the scenes.
Show, about, show within a show.
You've cleverly written it so that she gets to do the equivalent of a Peep Show or Fleabag look to camera.
Right, exactly.
Really, don't you get that kind of like off-air chat?
Yeah, yeah, and it's sort of like a, I guess you're the only real direct connection with the audience and what they'd be thinking. So you've got a lot of
say things like, this is insane.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's gone again. That sort of stuff.
Oh, it's another racist. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But shouldn't have written that bit, to be fair, but...
Don't think he did, actually.
I don't think you were screaming.
I was just
that was just in
it.
The studio. I don't think we were rolling.
Yeah, but that comes out in mid to the end of November.
In the process of writing that, did you eat anything interesting? Did you sit together in a room to write it?
Not really.
At first, it's. I genuinely think I've had some strange and revelatory experiences of eating in writers' rooms. Just in the sense that you can fuck it up so badly.
Oh God,
with a lunch that's too big or with too much sugar too soon.
Oh God, yeah, yeah. It is a mistake that we're allowed to eat lunch in a writer's room.
Yeah,
it's a mistake.
Or I just thought writer's room should just be morning.
It's a write off. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Just work until about three.
Yeah,
have some fruit available. But also, when you go to writer's room, they start the day with 1,000 pastries
and biscuits. Yeah,
it's like, no, this is the thing to get rid.
It's fine and delicious if you want me to absolutely fizzle out by 11.
Yeah,
yeah. Creatively, it's bad. You're so right. 3 o'clock, you could just go for a mega linner.
Yeah. Ellis Dunch. James in the writer's room for Fantasy Football League accused me consistently of being a fruit freak because I would just always...
It's homophobic.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that anymore. But I would always bring in, I'd go to Sainsbury's on the way and then just buy loads of like pre-packaged fruit or whatever.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you get in there and there's just so many pain au chocolat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm watching everyone else do that and then just sit there in the saying nothing.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to live my life like this. Also, just can't go in every day for like 3 months and eat a croissant for breakfast. And then...
I mean, you can.
Then have a big Itsu lunch or whatever.
That bit sounds nice.
It is good.
Just to explain a bit more what the show is. So it's like, I don't know, like you're into sports and stuff though, right?
Yeah.
So,
or doing them.
Yeah.
For me, like sports radio is, I know you worked in it, but like... It really reminds me of being in my dad's car. Or like,
that's
very gender typical, but like it's. No,
but that is the whole vibe.
It wasn't my choice that was on.
Yeah. So the show really is. So I worked at TalkSport, I've done stuff for Five Live, all sorts of different people. Mm. And Tayo Papula, who's the creator of the show and the producer. So he's got this company called Furious Styles. His experience has been TalkSport for years and years and all these different things. And so it's basically a piss take of not just TalkSport, but all of that. Sports content industry.
Yeah.
Which is very, you know,
it's boomer, funny.
White bloke.
Yeah.
Clickbaity.
Very clickbaity. Yeah, it's become very clickbaity, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And I think it's a send up of that.
With the fact that it's commercial radio generally still.
Yeah. Well, like, you notice like TalkSport, for example, are doing way more like provocative opinion clips than Five Live because Five Live don't need to get the numbers on social media nearly as much.
All publicity is. Good publicity.
Well, TalkSport seem to hire people who are going to say, this person's rubbish and will never be good, so that when that person is then good, they can that can get shared 1,000 times and go, what an idiot.
But I just want to clarify, I love TalkSport. I love those shows. Like, I work there for ages. I still do stuff with them now.
Trying to get the Yankee dollar.
But it's like loving something like that.
Trying to get Yankee dollar.
You also get to sort of realise what the funny bits of the station are and why it's funny to take the piss out of.
I think it comes from a place of love. And I think also Well, in it, everyone that works there, Carla included, love it.
Yeah.
They do love it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like it's not that cynical. It's funny because of how sort of close to reality it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, the interesting thing from a sort of plot point of view, really, and it's most of the first episode is this, Lolly Adefope is the lead, along with Fergus Craig, and then you've got you and Helen Cripps as the core cast. So the whole thing with Lolly is that she is this young black presenter coming in to this really overwhelmingly white male industry. And it's how do these people deal with this change?
Yeah.
And I think it's quite
and
interesting.
How do the listeners
and
deal
the
with
listeners,
it?
Yeah,
the station as a whole, including the listeners, how do they deal with it?
Yeah.
And I think that's just something that's a good hook for certainly the first episode.
Been out with the old, in with the new. But,
yeah, it changes.
It's never that clean cut. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Also, what's good about doing effectively a phone-in show is the people you can get to cameo.
Oh, that's great.
Because they just literally have to get on the phone for 2 minutes and do a mad phone call as a crazy listener who's got a ridiculous idea for how to improve football or something.
Here's some of the names, Reece. Who have we got?
Who have we got?
Acaster.
James.
Alan Davis. Phil Wang. Ed Gamble.
Ed Gamble. The second Rick best Edwards. Food podcast in town.
Rick Edwards.
Thank you.
Loads of Lou Sanders. That's loads of, there's loads of people.
Yeah, brilliant.
Everyone, man. Tom Staughton.
All the biggest names in the biz.
That's great stuff.
Lloyd Griffith's also on it.
It's really funny.
Yeah, like a Make-A-Wish thing.
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time I was in something that I laughed as much through. I was really glad that I wasn't in it, that it was audio. There were a lot of, like...
That's nice.
And then there was one bit where we had to get you to do a fake laugh.
And actually, that was my finest moment.
And it was unbelievable.
And now neither of you are ever going to trust me as an audience again.
We've been tanking on this. I know the fake laugh when I see it. There it is.
Shut up!
There she blows.
No. I'm actually just really good at doing an impression of my real laugh.
Quick fire questions.
Mark.
Yo.
Small bag of twigs or little tray of shells? You've got to eat one of those.
Right.
Both of them have had... very popular confectionery modelled on them.
Absolutely.
Shapes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the small bag of twigs.
Yeah.
Do you want a full answer?
What's the shell, what's the shell food?
Ghee and chocolate.
Ghee and chocolate.
Ah, right, okay.
Have you got a different answer to that, Reece? Because you can share it if you do.
No.
You go shells. You'd have twigs.
Twigs.
Small bag of twigs. Real twigs.
Yeah.
Tree preference?
You just said quick fire. What's happened?
Oh, I've got
interested
now.
What's
the
crunchiest
tree? I want to know more. What is the crunchiest tree? You want a crack?
Birch.
Want, it's birch.
Birch. I'll have a birch bag.
Yeah, I'm going to go with just one big stump of oak. I'll lick it all day.
Gnaw down of that for a bit. I bet it's got rooted in it.
Reece, heaviest thing you've ever eaten?
I know you said quick fire, but obviously that's going to require some...
Oh, don't get the piss.
What comes to mind for you as the heaviest thing you've ever eaten?
I wasn't asked.
Big tomahawk.
You mean a steak or a helicopter?
No further questions. A tomahawk.
Are you still thinking about it?
Oh, cow, it's cow.
You've eaten a cow. Whole cow.
A whole cow. I know you're not eating a whole tomahawk.
You've
helicopter.
Both gone for a bit of cow.
No, it's probably something denser than that, isn't it? What's dense?
I got a takeaway once from Wagamama's and it was the heaviest thing I've ever held.
You're a weightlifter.
How much stuff was in it?
It was meant to be like a vegan fish and chips. And it was like a plastic bowl. It was like a handheld bowl. And I honestly, my bicep nearly gave way. I nearly dropped it.
Wow. Fish and chips from Wagamama. Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was sweaty.
None of this sounds legit
really
at all.
Really weird thing to have on the menu.
Was it delivered?
It was Deliveroo. It had been made in a factory, not a real Wagamama's. Yeah. It was one of those ones where ghosts make it in a warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes in all the right packaging.
When you were eating it, was it just stodge?
I felt physically heavier afterwards.
Yeah.
As if I could have done less pull-ups afterwards than I could have done before. Woods.
Mm.
Yeah. What's the heaviest thing I've eaten, Ridge?
Brick?
I haven't done that.
What about brick of chocolate? You ever had a brick of chocolate?
Oh, Toblerone. You could take out an assailant with one of them.
Yeah,
big boy.
But I haven't polished off an entire airport Toblerone on my own.
I'd say have you done more than one? Even if you do two,
they're dense. Yeah, it's
the big boy. I think if you threw it with the right spin, you could probably cause a head injury. That's heavy.
Oh, I throw hard. I could do some damage with a...
I can see you on a cricket pitch with two mountains of...
What would happen? Yeah,
thank you.
On a cricket pitch, you had smuggled one of those on.
Quickfire's game, though.
Someone's running. Someone's like, you know, trying to get some runs.
Yeah.
You did chuck it. You knocked the wicket off.
Yeah.
Not the wicket off, not the stumps.
The stumps off the wicket. This is how powerful these things are. Do you think you could get away with it?
Well, legally, yeah.
Could you do it with a gobstopper if you painted it red?
No.
Answer me.
No. The answer's no.
All right. Okay. Fine.
I'm going to go. I don't like the cow answer. I don't love the Toblerone answer because it wasn't my answer.
We haven't.
Yeah. I'm going to go with. I had this weird thing in China. This sort of. Stop going on about China for once.
Oh,
I can't.
God, he's travelled.
This sort of big pork, circular pork ball. I don't think it was pork.
Mm.
But, that was very heavy. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And you ended up sort of pulling bits off it. And you know when meat is slippy?
No. Thank you.
It felt very slippy,
yeah,
very heavy and very odd.
Okay.
And I think they made it slippy so you didn't chew it, because they knew if you chewed it, you wouldn't recognise the meat and you'd be like, this isn't what I ordered. So instead you're sort of eating sort of slabs of meat that go slip down your throat.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, God.
So you wanted a dancer, didn't you?
Yeah.
You got one.
Let's brighten things back up again. Reece, best Krispy Kreme.
You know what? You're not going to like the answer.
I am.
I am a original glazed guy.
And I'm fine with that, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Obviously Boston cream, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Come on. Original glaze, like a cartoon.
Yeah. Totally.
That's the most consistent one.
It's the perfect dimensions, isn't it?
It's the perfect donut as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? You need the hole in it.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
You need the hole in it. You do.
Why,
in
Rich?
Order to be able to hold it.
Because it's a handle.
Yeah. It's another edible handle. Okay, Mark. Yep. Best flavour of ice cream. Go.
Oh. Okay.
You're right. You're going to say something wrong.
I'm not saying anything wrong. I'll never say anything wrong. I am going to go with... do you know what? I like a very specific Ben & Jerry's fish food flavour. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, but hate seafood. Just wants fish food ice cream.
Fish. I like fish.
Mm, with a PH.
question to both of you.
Yep.
If there was no other option, would you eat a person?
Yeah. Oh, right.
You just said there was no other option, yeah.
Oh, fine. Yeah, you'll have one. What about you, Reese?
So I die if I don't?
Well.
Is the person dead?
Yeah, he's starved.
Or is it just the menu? Sorry, do I die if I don't, or do I just go hungry for an evening?
I've left it.
Just go next door and have mac and cheese.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
There has to be no other. You have to starve.
It's like Alive. Have you seen Alive?
Yeah.
You've seen Alive?
No, I haven't, but I don't need to.
I get it. It's about
basically,
this,
rugby team crash in the airplane in the Andes, and then they are sort of
eat each
out
other.
There. Yeah. So right. It's that.
Classic rugby team behaviour.
Yeah, it is, lads.
Whipping each other with towels and whatnot first, I imagine.
After to tenderise.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on.
1-0.
No, then.
No. You'd rather starve to death?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, once I established it was that. If it was just on the menu, then yeah, obviously. Not a disrespect.
You're mad. You would
the maitre d'.
You would eat a dead body.
So you'd eat a dead person if
it
had been like...
it or not?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Have I got seasoning? Available.
Oh, I mean, if you want, you can be like,
gourmet,
I'll only have it if it's like jerk seasoning. Do you know what I mean? You can have like really specific needs for how it's cooked.
Fine.
I just want to know if you think you could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I probably could have. That or death.
Now it's time for the Big Ben question.
A broken witch does a spell that's meant to help alcoholics, but instead it gives everyone a plague of the most intense hangovers of all time, like a bad normal hangover, but 1,000 times worse, and it's basically an apocalypse. The arguments, the ironic screaming at people to be quiet, so many people are trying to just be back asleep, some people are eating themselves to death, no one is achieving anything, even vital things stop happening, like surgeries and stuff. And the irony is that some people take to getting hammered to try and hair the dog it away, creating yet even more alcoholics. It's a fucking hellscape. Imagine a hungover toddler. Hellscape. Anyway, it's all agreed to have stopped and never happened, but only if you, and weirdly it does have to be you two, both walk from here to Norway, holding the hand each of a big doll that needs swinging on a 1-2-3 wee, like you would a child, every minute at least, all the while singing the timeless duet Endless Love by Lionel Richie and Diana Rossi, and mouths are too busy for anyone to give you any snacks for the whole trip. It sounds impossible, but you do it. You're heroes. You're awarded the adulation of all people for all time. You've gone down in history as the people who saved us all from the hangover apocalypse, a really specific apocalypse. But your reward in the moment is the feast of your dreams. This is the opposite of a last meal. You couldn't be happier and you couldn't be hungrier. In that situation, what would you eat and what would you drink?
I want a big hamburger.
Yeah.
I want a big old hamburger, beef burger.
Yeah.
And cheese as well. Cheeseburger, they call it.
Yeah.
From... I want to try something new.
Okay. Imagine that. I want to try something new. I want to risk something brand new.
I want to try something new. I'm going to try Supernova, the new one that it takes ages to queue for in Soho that everyone's banging on about on TikTok.
Great.
It's just a smash burger place.
Right.
But I just want a big smash burger like that.
Is it like a new trendy Five Guys?
Yeah. It's just like a good...
Yeah.
There's a good one called Bleecker. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's great. And everyone's saying... It's the second coming of Bleecker. It's going to be incredible. Ooh. But in this case, you know, I've been awarded the key to the city or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
The mayor says I'm great. So,
to be honest, this is a fantasy situation where if you want, you can arrange to not get full after a Bleecker if you want to hedge your bets.
Oh, right. So I could do
double.
You
can have a Bleecker and then for pudding have a Supernova.
I get a different thing. No, I'll go Supernova.
Okay.
I don't want no Bleecker.
You risky bitch.
Yeah, I'm taking the chance. I'll just walk to Norway.
So are we eating this meal in Norway in the finish line?
It's up to you if that's your fancy situation.
Okay, sure.
I want a strudel.
Oh, lovely. Apple.
I want an apple strudel with vanilla ice cream.
What? Nice. Mark?
Yeah, everything you said.
quite gluten heavy.
Well, I feel like you said it's the opposite of a final meal, last meal.
Yeah, joyful. I want joy in
a band. So I actually, I know it's not my final meal, but I am just going to go Handbrake off. We're going to go full gluten.
Yeah, I was going to say it won't affect you for this. It's a fantasy situation.
So, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to have, like, you know how a lot of places are doing more sort of meals in wraps?
Mm.
I'd have, like, some sort of wrap, but with a full Chinese meal.
In the wrap.
In a wrap.
Like, when I used to live in Camden, there was, right on the market, there was always those little Chinese food stalls, and it'd just be pure MSG.
Yum, yum, yum.
That's all it would taste of MSG, but it was amazing.
Yeah.
If you had it once a year, amazing.
Yeah.
And I want something, I want that. I want everything in each of those little compartments in the Chinese restaurant. Good versions of it, all in a wrap, and I'm getting through
it. If it was Indian food, like a dosa, where you get it all in that,
looking
for that kind
great.
Of energy.
And it's all those different Chinese textures. Food inside. It's everything in this one place.
Okay, then in which case, can I add some stuff?
Yep.
I want Dishoom breakfast, whole menu.
Whole menu
of Dishoom breakfast.
He's just, is this, he works out, he can't get full.
You can't get full.
I'm unclear on the question now, because I was told a meal. I was asked to pick a meal.
This is the starter.
Picking, no, but now you're picking the entire Dishoom breakfast menu, as well as your strudel, as well as your, what was the other one?
Ham, beef and cheeseburger.
So you've got a 3-course meal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't
invent that phrase. You've heard that phrase before, 3-course meal.
You're having several first courses course. For the breakfast. Okay.
First course, all right. Breakfast menu. Second
forget
course,
not,
strudel.
Forget it.
Close it out with the hamburger. have you taken to, both of you, I suppose, buying MSG to put on your own food at home?
Not yet, but it will happen.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Well, you do it.
Yeah.
Where'd you get MSG from?
MSG is not evil. It's the British press is racist.
Yeah.
MSG is fine.
It's a flavouring. Yeah.
It's just nicer salt.
Yeah.
It's not bad for you.
What does it look like?
Salt.
It looks like salt.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
like
put it on things
salt.
Like you'd put nutritional yeast on or soy or, it's flavouring. It's just delicious flavouring. Yeah.
I've been
from any Chinese supermarket. It's amazing.
Been hoodwinked by the media.
Yeah. It's not bad for you.
There are specifically like Chinese places that say no MSG.
Yeah, because the Daily Mail for years said, oh, MSG's the devil, it'll kill you.
I love the Daily Mail. That's annoying. So should I stop reading the Daily Mail?
Yeah, does that put you off?
That's really put me off. Hoovering
Podcast. I think that I can taste the beak is possibly the funniest thing anyone has ever said in my life, let alone on my podcast. Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Reese. Follow them. If you don't already, I bet you do. I bet you've seen Reese James all over Mock the Week and everything. Anyway, he's at Reese Jamesy, R-H-Y-S, James S-Y, on Instagram, and Mark is on there too as Mark Smith Stuff. And make sure you listen to the insanely funny sitcom that they wrote that I'm in called Die Left for Football. It is out really, really soon. If you can't find it straight away, it's because it's out in the next week or two. Hopefully, if you're following all of our Instagrams, you'll come across all sorts of funny trailers and stuff. I don't know shit about football, and I laughed my little tits off when we were making it. I think you're going to love it. They've written it so well. It really brought me back to the last time I overheard in the background some kind of sports radio. It's so funny. And last but loudest, don't forget to get tickets to my new tour show, Metal Please, from the start of next year. Tickets are on sale now.
Follow us on social media at The Hoovering Pod. I'm on at Jessica Fostercue. Send us voice notes, pictures, WhatsApps to 07462 855 271. Email us, thehooveringpod@gmail.com. I'll be storing all your beautiful offerings up and discussing them in future episodes. Keep an eye on our social media for any specific questions and topics that we'll be asking you to contact us about. Links to everything interesting mentioned today are, as ever, in the podcast notes. Hoovering is presented and created by me, Jessica Fostercue. The music is by Jake Yap, and it was produced by Laura Grimshaw. Until in 2 weeks, happy hoovering.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.